In KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Puts it across the timeline, left wing to Aarons. Gets it into the corner to Dowell. Dowell not looking to shoot, gets it inside Zwiener. Zwiener spins towards the paint, one-hand jumper up and in.
Tonight at the Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs battle the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Going to the left side, trying to go back door. They get it inside. The shot is up. The shot is good, and Janacek will also be fouled.
Pleasanton will try to bounce back from last night's game at Overton, while Wilcox-Hildreth is back on the court for the first time in over a week. It's the Falcons and Bulldogs coming up next. But first to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits Randy Bushcar live from Pleasanton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Pleasanton High School, the home of the Dogs, as the Dog Pound welcomes in Wilcox-Hildreth for a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. Glad you could join us here this Saturday night, as these two teams on both the boys and girls side have, both of them have kind of struggled a little bit and haven't quite made it to that level of past glory just yet, but these teams are certainly growing and improving with every single contest. And both these teams, both boys and girls, all four teams that we're going to see tonight are definitely going to be ready for a battle as they want to get that nice little momentum going before they hit their own Christmas breaks. It's going to be somewhat interesting on the Pleasanton boys' side. One interesting note before we get going, Brandon Cavan, the head coach, will not be here tonight. He will be on the DL, so to speak, because he's fighting a little bit of a stomach ailment. They're not sure exactly what it is. They think it might be the flu. In any event, he will not be here, so that'll be a little bit of a change here on the boys' side. But Pleasanton head girls basketball coach Brenda Pates is here. Jay Baranchek from Wilcox-Hildreth is here on the girls' side, so we're just about all ready to go in this one as we got an interesting matchup coming up tonight. Wilcox-Hildreth last night lost by 23 at Alma, but Alma is undefeated on the season. Pleasanton comes in with a record of 1-3 on the year, and, of course, Wilcox-Hildreth comes in with a record of 2-2. So there's a little bit of a preset for the girls' game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups of these two teams. We'll give you the starters for the Dogs and the Falcons. We come back right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. A Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton. Let's give you our starting lineups as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll start first of all for Wilcox-Hildreth, the Lady Falcons. They come in with a record of 2-2. Their starters look like this. Emily Poole is a 5'6 sophomore. She'll start with Caitlin Heinrichs, 5'5 and a senior. Shaylee Founce, 5'6 senior. Rachel Arendt is 5'7 and a junior. And Riley Jenkins, 5'7 and a senior. That's a starting lineup for head coach Dave Moronchak. Now for the Pleasanton Lady Dogs, their starters are Mallory Pates. She is 5'4 and a junior. Mickey Arendt is 5'3, also a junior. Alyssa Stubbs, 5'5 senior. She'll start with Taylor Nichols, 5'5 and a sophomore. And Mariah Zwiener is 5'10 and a senior. Her head coach, Miranda Pates. Again, Pleasanton comes in with a record of 1-3. Wilcox comes in with a record of 2-2. So there's your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with a tip when we return right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. Featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
And welcome back here to the Dog Pound as Pleasanton getting ready to tip things off here with the Wilcox-Hildreth Lady Falcons. And out there doing the jumping here is going to be Erin for Wilcox-Hildreth, and she does win the tip here for the Falcons. So they have first possession of the basketball. They bring it in to Heinrichs. Heinrichs kicks it left side. Quick jumper up, no good. And rebound for Taylor Nichols. Nichols snags the bound here for Pleasanton, and she's going to give the basketball up here for Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens will look over and see what defense they're in. They're in a 2-3 zone, and she'll kick it off on the right side here for Mallory Pates. Pates will help work it back around. They enter it on the inside for Alyssa Stubbs, and Stubbs helps throw it on the baseline. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound in there underneath for Pates. That shot won't fall in. Another rebound and a bucket on the inside. And that shot is up and good for Taylor Nichols. Nichols with an offensive rebound and the bucket. First points of the ball game here for Pleasanton. Kick on the left wing here for Riley Jenkins for Wilcox-Hildreth. And she'll give the ball back out here for Rachel Aaron. Aaron will take it all the way to the baseline. Lays it off the glass. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Pates. So Pates will slowly bring in the offensive zone here for Pleasanton. And they'll get it off of the right side. Nichols will fire a long goose. It's no good. Poole with the rebound. And Poole on the run here. And she is hit on the arm as she's getting in close to the basket. And that is going to be a foul on Pleasanton's number 22, Mallory Pates. That'll be her first, team's first. On the inbounds, they get it to Shaley Fouts on the inside. And Fouts has the ball tied up. And so that'll be a held ball situation. And so the home team will inbound the basketball. So the Dogs inbound. And they're facing a little bit of full court pressure here by the Falcons. Pass up ahead to Mariah Zweiner. And Zweiner now going to set a pick on the high post after she gives it off to the point guard, Mallory Pates. Trying to work it to the inside. Pass is knocked down. Then bounced over to Taylor Nichols. And Nichols will score again. Nice little ball movement. The ball was knocked down for a moment. Then Stubbs came up with it. Made a great bounce pass to Taylor Nichols, who lays it up and in. She's got all 4 points here for Pleasanton. As they lead it 4-0 here in the early stages here on Classic Hits 98.9. Riley Jenkins will kick it out. And we got a walk whistled on Emily Poole. So that'll be a turnover here on Wilcox Hildreth, and we got a quick timeout. Dave Rochek calls a quick timeout here for Wilcox Hildreth. We'll take it with him. 6:05 to go here in quarter number one. 30-second timeout, and we'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton High School. Always great to come up here in the Dog Pound, the hospital as always. As Ricky Westland and as athletic director and principal, and also Bron Weimar, superintendent, very helpful in getting us all set up for today. And again, they called off about half of the girls' JV game. They only played two quarters, and they didn't play any of the boys' JV game, so they waited till 6 for us. Hope we didn't inconvenience them too much. We had a quick little exchange of turnovers and another turnover forced again by the Falcons. So two turnovers here by Pleasanton, one for Wilcox Hildreth in this little series. And Wilcox Hildreth has it now top of the circle. Cameron Preston checked in during the timeout. They're going to help lob it on the inside to Rachel Arendt. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons. So that'll be another Wilcox Hildreth turnover. Unofficially, I have them for 4 in the game, compared to 3 for Pleasanton, and we played 2.5 minutes of basketball. Mickey Arendt brings in the offensive zone pass, dangerous one, but Taylor Nichols is able to come up with it. She'll kick at the left wing here from Mallory Pates. Pates loses the basketball into the hands of Caitlin Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will bring in the offensive zone. Heinrichs on the bounce, as right now Pleasanton is going man-to-man, and they'll bounce it to the baseline. A little trouble there for Rachel Arendt, and we're going to have a hold whistled on the inside on the Dogs. So that is going to be the third team foul whistled on Pleasanton. None have been whistled on Wilcox Hildreth just yet. Checking in is Madeline Pates for Pleasanton. She's going to come in for Alyssa Stubbs, who's whistled for her first personal foul. Arendt will inbound it, gets it for Poole. Poole gets it to the elbow. Open is Jenkins. Her 15-foot jumper is no good. Tipped around. Arendt comes up with it. Arendt in the lane makes a nice little bounce pass, and they're going to call a walk on that left side. And that'll be 5 turnovers now on Wilcox Hildreth. And halftime, we'll talk with Wilcox Hildreth head boys basketball coach, Brent Heinrichs. He'll help us set the tone for tonight's second game of our doubleheader. In the offensive zone, Arendt will give it between the circles here for Pates. Pates on the dribble, picks it up just inside the top of the key, and will hand the ball off here for Taylor Nichols. Nichols bouncing in, and she created a little bit of space against Rachel Arendt by giving a little bit of a shove there, and so Nichols is going to be whistled for the foul. And that is her first. And it allows Pleasanton, though, to put full court pressure on here as they inbound it. And they find the open man, and that's Jenkins. Jenkins is just going to hand it off here to Caitlin Heinrichs, and Heinrichs, dribbling up court, has the ball knocked out of her hands from behind. And so Wilcox Hildreth will inbound underneath their own basket. Checking in here for the Dogs is going to be Alyssa Stubbs. And Stubbs will come in for Nichols. So the Falcons inbound underneath their own basket, and wide open in underneath and losing the basketball is Jenkins on the ground, and then walking with it is going to be Poole. So that'll be another Wilcox Hildreth turnover here. So Pates will bring in the offensive zone here. And on the bounce is Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens brings across the timeline. She gives it off right side for Pates. They throw it on the baseline. Entering it in there is Madeline Pates. And Madeline Pates is held. That'll be the first foul whistled on Wilcox-Hildreth here. And that's going to be on Riley Jenkins. That'll be her first, team's first. So Pleasanton inbounds underneath their own basket, leading it 4-0 here. They enter it back inside here from Mariah Zwiener. Zwiener's shot no good, and she has it held up. She came down with the ball, but then they were able to tie her up. And Zwiener, a 5'10 senior, looks like a giant out there. Both these two teams, very small. Left wing with the basketball. Here's Jenkins for Wilcox-Hildreth off the alternating possession. Free throw is missed. Madeline Pates pulls down the rebound, and she's going to give it off here for Mallory. Mallory on the bounce. Has it at midcourt. Brings it across the timeline, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And that's going to be on the Bulldogs. That'll be on Mariah Zwiener. And the ball wasn't even across half court yet, and she was kind of fighting for position there and whistled for a foul before the ball was over 40 feet away. So that'll be a Pleasanton turnover as well as a foul. So the inbounds and running into a screen and being wiped out is Mickey Ahrens. And Ahrens will pick up her goggles and clear her head just a little bit. Coach Pates asking how she's doing, and she's fine. And no foul call, but they did stop action. And so it is Falcons basketball here. Rachel Earhart is going to inbound the basketball. She tosses it in for Alex Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski gets it on the baseline, gets it back. Now she's going to step into a long three. They're going to call that a three. Missed. Offensive rebound in underneath. And Wojciechowski can't come up with that, even though she got the rebound. And she'll kick the ball up ahead here from Mallory Pates. Pates on the dribble here for Pleasanton. She's going to kick it off a little bit high, but Zwiener is able to tip it to Kara Dowell. And Dowell picks up her dribble. And we've got a timeout here for Brenda Pates. She wants to kind of collect things here a little bit. Pleasanton leading at 4-0 with 3:11 to go here in the first quarter. We're back right after this.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton as head coach Pates wanted to kind of circle the wagons here a little bit, get something positive going offensively, and they inbound it after the timeout, and they turn it over. It is stolen on that far side by Wojciechowski, and Wojciechowski gives it in the lane. Earhart's going to drive. Her shot is just off the mark, but she'll go to the line, and she's going to shoot too. So she was hit on the arm and a very aggressive play there, but Mariah Zwiener has picked up her second personal foul. So a little bit of foul trouble here in the early stages for Pleasanton. So free throw is up, and it is no good for Earhart. So the zero remains on the board here for Pleasanton. For Wilcox-Hildreth, rather. Pleasanton has the 4-0 lead. Second free throw bounces around, no good. And rebounded out of there by the Bulldogs. Coming up with it is going to be Stubbs. And Stubbs still has the dribble. And she's going to be pushed on the far side. And that'll be on Earhart. That'll be her first. So 2:55 to go here in quarter number one. And it's 4-0. Coming in here for Pleasanton going to be Breanne Zimmer. And they're inbounding it on the baseline. With it here is Ahrens. Ahrens drives, hit on the arm as she's going. I think they're going to say the foul came before the drive, before the shot. And it is before the shot. Wojciechowski whistled for the foul, by the way. They inbound the basketball here for Stubbs. Stubbs gets it in the lane for Zimmer. Zimmer turnaround shot, no good. But that aggressive drive for her is going to send her to the free throw line. She was hit on the arm, and so she's going to go line and shoot two. So Breanne Zimmer, opportunity to extend the lead here for Pleasanton after the foul was whistled on Cameron Preston. Free throw is in and out, no good. Zimmer's second free throw. She takes her time at that line. And it's back the iron, no good. Rebound Jenkins. So Wilcox-Hildreth has possession of it, and they'll get the ball off here for Poole. Poole to Wojciechowski. And they'll kick the ball back out here for Preston. Preston tries to throw it in the lane. It ping-pongs around a little bit in there, and they're going to say it's last touched by the Falcons. So Pleasanton's going to inbound. 4-0, 2:31 to go here in the first quarter. Pass on the left wing. With it is Madeline Pates. And we've got a hold as they're beginning. They're going to call a push there. And Coach Maracek talking with the officials on exactly what the call is. It's on Rachel Earhart. That is going to be her second. So six fouls have been whistled on Pleasanton, five against Wilcox-Hildreth so far here in the first quarter. Inbounding in is going to be Arendt. Arendt gets it off on the left side from Alan Pates. Kicks it back out here for Arendt. And we got a little hand check that's going to be whistled on the Falcons. So both teams now are in the bonus with 2:15 to go in quarter number one. It's certainly on pace to have a lot of free throw shot in this one. Taking her time inbound again is Arendt's, and she's able to get the ball to Zimmer. Zimmer back to Arendt's. Arendt's, she's used up her dribble. She's going to lob it down low, and it's going to be intercepted. Cameron Preston comes up with the steal here, and she'll give it off to Poole. Poole, with her team still looking for their first points of the night, give it between the circles here for Jenkins. Jenkins used up her dribble, and she'll pivot around and be able to find Cameron Preston. Preston between the circles gives it to Poole. Man-to-man defense right now by the Falcons. And another foul. This one whistled on Mickey Arendt's. That's going to be her first. And the officials calling it rather tight. And as a result, both teams are in the bonus. And Emily Poole will shoot the front end of a 1-1 here with a minute 48 to go. So two fouls on Arendt's. And Poole at the line. Front end of the 1-1 is good. And the shutout is over. Wilcox-Hildreth is on the board here. They trail it 4-1 with a minute 48 to go. Still in the first quarter. And the second free throw is up and good. So Poole hits both ends of the 1-1, making it now a 4-2 ball game. Bulldogs have the lead and the basketball, but they're being pressured. Pates will give it off left side. Now she gets it back from Madeline Pates. And dribbling through traffic is Mallory. Mallory in the lane, double dribbled with it. That'll be another Pleasanton turnover. To inbound is going to be Alexa Heinrichs. Heinrichs throws it up ahead. Got a one-on-one situation now. Riley Jenkins, though, doesn't want to penetrate with the pressure by Zimmer, so she'll kick it out. Long jumper, no good, and they're going to tie up the rebound. Initially rebounded by Mallory Pates, but Emily Poole went in there and was able to tie it up. Alternating possessions will give the basketball over to Pleasanton. Dogs inbound, and they get the ball to Kara Dowell. Dowell's going to pass it up ahead here. Madeline Pates, she's going to drive, has her shot blocked, but a foul is going to be called. And that'll go on Cameron Preston, and that'll be her second. So to the line to shoot two is going to be Madeline Pates. And the first one is up, back the iron, no good. Minute 16 to go here in quarter number one. It's 4-2. Pleasanton with the lead. Trying to add to it here is Madeline Pates. Their second free throw is short. And that'll be a dead ball. Checking in for the Falcons, it'll be Ashley Nichols. And the inbounds hits the glass, and so that'll be a turnover. Alexa Heinrichs trying to inbound it, and standing underneath the glass there, she actually hit the glass. Dowell tosses it in. She gets it for Taylor Nichols. Nichols gives it for Kara Dowell. Dowell tries to throw it on the inside, and it's going to be stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Ashley Nichols. Kick out. Open for the shot here is Jenkins. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Dowell. Dowell throws it up ahead for Nichols. Nichols misses the layup in traffic. Ball's on the ground. I think that's going to end up being a held ball. And it's going to be a jump ball with 50.1 to go here. And the possession arrow is pointing to Wilcox Elder. It's our fourth held ball of the quarter. Seven fouls whistled against each team. Each team has turned the ball over either seven or eight times. So there have been a lot of whistles in this game. Jenkins gets the inbound. She's going to lob it up ahead here for Emily Bergstrom. And she lobbed it a little bit too far. And that's now the ninth turnover on Wilcox Hildreth of the quarter. So the Bulldogs 84 feet away. They'll inbound the basketball. Mallory Pace will bring it in the offensive zone. Stops in the lane, and she walked with it. And now Wilcox Hildreth, see what they can do. They'll inbound it as Alexa Heinrichs makes the bounce pass for Jenkins. Jenkins, this token pressure, she brings it across the timeline. Now they double-team her. Ball's knocked loose, and they're going to say it was last touched by Kara Dowell. Dowell trying to come from behind, making the steal. Couldn't quite finish off the steal, just kind of ran out of room there. And Heinrichs will inbound. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass on the baseline. Poole on the inbounds play. Shot no good. Rebound taken out there by Ahrens. Ahrens passes up ahead, outrunning everybody and laying it up as Pates, but it's no good. Rebounded by Nichols. And with 17 seconds left, she has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds along the baseline. Good hustle there defensively by Taylor Nichols. And so the Falcons will inbound it. 15.3 to go in the quarter. It's 4-2. Pleasanton with the lead. And they inbound the ball to the Falcons. They get it in the hands of Jenkins. Just top of the key. Her jumper no good. And rebound by Dowell. And there was a little extra after the initial whistle. And they're going to have a little discussion here between Emily Poole and also Kara Dowell. And they're going to call a hell ball, so it's going to be Pleasanton basketball. Pleasanton has it loose. It's picked up by Nichols. 2 seconds left. Top of the key three by Poole at the buzzer. Would have counted had it fallen, but it does not. So our score remains after one quarter of play. It's Pleasanton 4 and Wilcox Hildreth 2 after one quarter of play. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, one quarter is in the books, and so far Pleasanton with a 4-2 lead. They've doubled up Wilcox Hildreth, but Wilcox Hildreth obviously still within striking distance as the Falcons will have possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. Both teams already in the bonus. They inbound it to Caitlin Heinrichs. Heinrichs facing some pressure here by Mickey Ahrens. Heinrichs brings in the offensive zone, kicks left wing for Aaron. Aaron drives, takes it off the glass, shot and will not fall. Rebound tracked down in the corner by Taylor Nichols, her third rebound of the game. She brings in the offensive zone, finds a cutter, shots up, in and out, no good. But Alyssa Stubbs will head to the line and shoot two. She was hit on the body as she put up the shot, and it rattled in and out, denying her the chance for the three-point play. Fouts whistle for the foul, by the way, and that's Shaylee Fouts' first foul here for Wilcox Eldred. And the free throw is up and good for Stubbs. Second free throw by Stubbs rolls around and is good. So Pleasanton again with a four-point lead. This equals their largest lead of the ball game at 6-2. Earhart brings in the offensive zone. In the lane, lobs it up ahead here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs, nice pass inside. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound by Earhart. And it's going to be another held ball. No, it's going to be a foul. This time whistled on the Falcons. So we'll walk to the other end of the court. And to shoot a cup, one free throw here is going to be Alyssa Stubbs. She'll have to earn the second, as this will be the final 1-1 of the first half here for Pleasanton, as that's now 9 team fouls, and it is the second personal foul on Riley Jenkins. Free throw is good, so she does earn the bonus, and it's now 7-2. 5-point lead for Pleasanton, their largest lead of the game. Second free throw, back the iron, rolling around, no good. And up high for it is Shaylee Fouts. She pulls down the rebound. She'll pass it up ahead here for Riley Jenkins. Jenkins will split the defense, will lay it off glass. Tough layup, shot no good. And the offensive rebound for Jenkins, and Jenkins had the ball knocked out of her hands. It was blocked there. I think Stubbs got credit for the block. Bulldogs come out of there with the basketball, and now we have another foul by the Falcons, as on the drive was Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens hit on the arm well before she could try a shot, but she's still going to shoot two anyway, because that's now 10 team fouls on the Falcons of Wilcox Eldred. So Ahrens to shoot two more shots here, and the free throw is no good. Again, we're poised to see a lot of free throws here in the second quarter, because both teams are in the bonus, and in fact Pleasanton is in the double bonus. So after missing the first shot, Ahrens has the ball back in her hands. Her second free throw is no good. Riley Jenkins pulls down the rebound. She'll get the ball off here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the offensive zone. Heinrichs in the lane, loses the ball, picked up by the Bulldogs. Coming up with a loose ball is going to be Stubbs, and that'll be another turnover here on Wilcox Eldred. Pass up ahead here for the stub for the Bulldogs, and they turn the ball over as well. So now the Falcons will inbound. They toss it in here for Caitlin Heinrichs. Heinrichs on that far sideline just takes it right down the sideline. She's picked up man-to-man by Ahrens. Uses up her dribble. Her pass is off the fingertips of Ahrens and out of bounds. So we'll inbound the ball here to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens' pass knocked down, and going down to get it is Poole. So that'll be another Pleasanton turnover. And Poole brings in the offensive zone. She brings it all the way down the baseline, and we're going to have a reach. Whistle there on Mallory Pates. So to the line, shoot a 1-1 here is going to be Emily Poole. And Poole takes her time at the line. Foul on Pates, by the way, was her second. Back the iron, no good. And they're going to tie it up, I believe, on the rebound. Nope, they're going to let him wrestle for it. And coming out of there with it is going to be Nichols. And Nichols gets it out here from Mallory Pates. Pates uses up her dribble, passes on the right wing, and Madeline Pates lost the basketball. And how it's not... How it's Pleasanton basketball, I'm not real sure, but Pleasanton will inbound it. It did go out of bounds over there. Pates takes it down to the baseline, and she thinks better of it, so she'll dribble right back out. And she gives it up on the right wing here for Alyssa Stubbs. Stubbs gives it between the circles for Ahrens, and Coach Pates is asking for a timeout. And the whistle is not for the timeout. It's rather for a foul whistled on Wilcox Eldred. And Coach Pates telling her girls, you just relax. Be patient, and now Mallory will go to the line, and she's going to shoot two. The foul on Jenkins, by the way, is her third. So she has three. Cameron Preston has two. Earhart has two for Wilcox-Hildreth. So they got a little foul trouble. And the free throw is no good for Pates. Second free throw on the way, and it's an air ball. So the score remains 7-2. Pleasanton with a 5-point lead, and Wilcox-Hildreth will inbound here with 5:54 to go in the second quarter. Earhart will get it in for Jenkins. Down the sideline on the run here is Heinrichs. Heinrichs centers it inside for Fouts. Fouts outside of the lane will kick it back out for Poole. Poole will try a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Earhart. Earhart off glass, no good. Gets another rebound. She's in a little trouble there. Loses the basketball, and now it's out of bounds. And last touch by the Falcons. Going down to get it was Emily Poole. She got her hands on the ball, but I think her shoulder may have hit the baseline as she went down to get the basketball. Nikki Ahrens gets the inbounds, and they'll work it back around here for Madeline Pates. Pates passes it up ahead. Stubbs, she's going to try a left-handed layup. It's up and good. Stubbs breaks the press a little bit, and now the Falcons will inbound, trailing it now 9-2. Caitlin Heinrichs in the offensive zone. She's picked up there defensively by Mickey Ahrens, and the pass knocked out of bounds by a hustling Alyssa Stubbs. So the Falcons toss it in here. Earhart on that far sideline. 5 second count going on. Makes a dangerous pass. The Poole can't come up with it. It's picked up here by Nichols after another turnover. Nichols in the lane, and she created a little bit of space there by throwing a little forearm. And so they're going to call that as a player control foul, an offensive foul. That'll be her second foul. Checking in for the Falcons, it's going to be Alexa Heinrichs. She's going to come in here for Poole. Also in, Alex Wojciechowski. And in for Pleasanton, Kara Dowell. Earhart going to toss it in here for Wilcox-Hildreth. And they're going to throw it relatively deep. Making the catch is Jenkins. Jenkins, nice jump stop. Shot is up and good. First field goal of the game here for Wilcox-Hildreth, as they cut the lead down to 9-4. 4:50 to go. Long pass up ahead. Knocked down. Good defensive play over there by Earhart. Ball goes out of bounds, and Earhart's on the ground. And I think we're going to call a foul on Pleasanton. Yeah, we're going to have a push whistled on Alyssa Stubbs. And that's going to be her second personal foul. And we got a timeout here for Pleasanton before the free throws. We've got the timeout, Pleasanton, with 4:45 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. So Pleasanton has used up both of their 30-second timeouts here in the first half, and with 4:45 to go, they have a 9-4 lead over Wilcox-Hildreth. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll talk with Wilcox-Hildreth head coach Brett Heinrichs, talk to him about how things are going so far for his Falcons, and get a little scouting report on what we're going to face tonight with Pleasanton. Pleasanton's numbers for their boys team kind of down over the last 3 years. Not that many young men out for basketball this year. One of the reasons why they did not play a boys JV game tonight. And Wilcox-Hildreth, with a few injuries, and Pleasanton was a few injuries as well. They played only two quarters of girls JV action tonight as well. So at the free throw line is going to be Rachel Earhart, and Earhart's free throw is no good, but that was the 10th team foul on Pleasanton, so Earhart still has one more shot coming up here. And her second free throw is up and good. That makes it now 9-5, 4:40 to go here before halftime. Pass up ahead to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens kicks in the corner. Here's a jumper by Alyssa Stubbs. It's no good. Rebound taken out there by Earhart. And Earhart dribbles in the offensive zone. Takes it all the way down the baseline. Has it knocked out of her hands, I think, by Dowell. In any event, it definitely was off of one of the Bulldogs. And so the Falcons will inbound underneath their own basket. Mariah Zweiner going to check in here for the Dogs. And so Zweiner, the 5'10 senior, will check in on the baseline. Alexa Heinrichs hits a baseline jumper off of the inbounds play. That now makes it 9-7. Bulldogs handle the pressure. They bring it across the timeline. Pates has it on the dribble. She's going to kick it right back out here for Madeline Pates. Madeline Pates hits a three-pointer. First three-pointer of the game for either team. And that'll make a five-point lead once again here for Pleasanton. And 5 seconds, Wilcox-Hildreth cannot inbound the basketball. And the inbounder grabbed the ball right away, and it took time for the rest of her teammates to really help her out. The inbounds here for Arendt. Arendt works it on the inside, and she walked with it first. So we swap turnovers here. And the Falcons are going to inbound it. Earhart tosses it up ahead here. Now they get it back into the hands of Alexa Heinrichs. Heinrichs, quick jumper in transition. No good. They're tapping it around on the rebound. And the officials make a little eye contact, and they decide the basketball belongs to Pleasanton. Nope, check it. They're going to say that it's Wilcox-Hildreth ball. They didn't change their call. I didn't see him actually indicate it. In any event, it is Wilcox-Hildreth ball. It is tipped on the inbounds, but Cameron Preston comes up with it. Now they're working on the right side here for Earhart. Earhart jumper bounces around and is good. Long deuce for Rachel Earhart off the inbounds. She inbounded it and then got it right back. And it's now 12-9. Pleasanton leads by three, and a timeout for Pleasanton. 3:25 to go here, second quarter. Bulldogs leading it 12-9 over Wilcox-Hildreth. Timeout Pleasanton. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all of the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Pleasanton still facing a little man-to-man full-court pressure here, but they handle it very effectively. Mallory Pates brings in the offensive zone. She'll give it to Arendts. Arendts is going to drive a little bit, kick it out for Stubbs. Then they enter it inside for Zweiner. Zweiner muscling her way in. Shot won't fall. And the rebound taken out there by Mallory Pates. And Pates actually lost, I believe, a contact. And so they're going to stop action so she can fix her contact. This is why I can't wear a contact, by the way. They fall on the ground, you stick it in your mouth, get it wet with saliva, and then put it back in your eye. There's just no way I can do that. That young lady is a lot tougher than I am. That's why I wear glasses. Kara Dowell is going to inbound it here for Pleasanton. And they're going to lob it in on the baseline here for Madeline Pates. Pates gets it in the lane, and there's a push as the catch and the shot was made at the same time by Mickey Aaron. She didn't make the shot, but she was shooting, and she was pushed. So she's going to go line, and she's going to shoot two here. And the foul was on Charlene Corral, and the free throw is good. The first on Corral. Second free throw on the way, and also good. So Pleasanton now leads it 14-9. They've led by five a couple of different times here tonight. Lob on the inbounds for Preston. Preston gives it on the far sideline here for Wojcicki. Alex Wojcicki will give it off on that left side. And now they're just kind of running the weave play. On the dribble here is Earhart. Earhart gives it to Wojcicki. She gives it off right side here for Alexa Heinrichs. And they're going to whistle Heinrichs for a walk. And that's unfortunate because she then hit the shot. So that'll be another turnover here on Wilcox-Hildreth. And the inbounds will go to Mickey Arendt. Arendt, pass up ahead. Nice pass as she finds Zwiener in transition. And Zwiener lays it up and in. I'll tell you what, Arendt's made a great pass. Here she makes a steal and a layup. She drives in as Arendt makes a couple of nice plays in the last 10 seconds. Inbounded here for Shaylee Fouts. Fouts is going to get it up ahead here for Corral. Corral from the elbow is going to kick on the right wing here for Wojcicki. Long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Charlene Corral. Corral on the dribble. Corral in the lane is going to kick it back left wing here for Earhart. Earhart gets it down low. Shot, no good for Preston. And then the rebound by Zwiener. So Zwiener pulls down the rebound. And Pates will bring it up here for Pleasanton. 1:50 to go, second quarter. Corral putting a little pressure on Pates over there, and Corral makes the steal. She comes up with a loose ball, and she's able to hand it back out here for Earhart. Earhart in the offensive zone for Wilcox-Hildreth. The kickoff on the left side. Three-pointer, no good, and over the back on the rebound is going to be Alex Wojcicki. That'll be her second, so we'll walk to the other end of the court. We're going to shoot two free throws with 1:34 to go. A 9-point lead right now for Pleasanton. They lead it 18-9 with 1:34 to go. And Alyssa Stubbs will have two free throws. Their first one is good. And Pleasanton has their largest lead of the game at 19-9. So this little flourish here, their largest lead they had was 5 points, and they've been able to double that. And now more than that, because Stubbs hits both of the free throws. Now make it now 20-9 with 1:34 to go here in the second quarter. Corral gets the inbounds. She dribbles all the way up court, takes it down the baseline, but her bounce pass is then stolen away by Kara Dowell, but Dowell moving around one of the Wilcox-Hildreth players, kind of ran out of room there as she came through there. So Wilcox-Hildreth will maintain the possession here, and Earhart's going to inbound it. She's looking for Corral in the corner, but finds the bounce pass on the inside. Shots up and good for Alexa Heinrichs. And Heinrichs hits the shot here. So I'll cut that lead back down to 9. Corral putting great pressure on the ball as Pates now will work it up ahead. They get it over here for Madeline Pates. Pates to Zwiener. Zwiener, 12-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound taken out there by Poole, and Poole is fouled. So Emily Poole will go and shoot two as Zwiener. Going to be whistled for the grab, I'm sure. Yeah, that's going to be on Mariah Zwiener. And halftime, we'll talk with Brent Heinrichs, head basketball coach at Wilcox-Hildreth. And the free throw here is no good. So Poole will have another shot coming up. And it rolls around, no good. Rebound taken out there by Mallory Pates. And Pates on the dribble, and they're going to call Corral for a hand check. And that'll be the second on Charlene Corral. I didn't think that was bad defense, being honest with you. But that's been a foul pretty much the whole night. Pates' free throw, well, he is off the mark. But she still has one more coming up here as both teams are in the double bonus. And the second free throw is good. So inbounding the basketball, they'll get it in the hands of Cameron Preston. And Preston gives it to Corral. Corral will give it off right side for Wojcicki. Bounce pass at the feet, but picked up there by Alexa Heinrichs. She'll kick it back out here for Cameron Preston. Preston on the baseline. Gives it out here for Earhart. Earhart's going to fire a three, and she is fouled. And so she's going to shoot three. It's one of those step into them for the box out, but they call it in the act of shooting. And that's going to be on Mallory Pates. That is going to be her third. So we got three free throws coming up here for Rachel Aaron. And Rachel Earhart misses the first of the three. And the second one is good. And taking her time at the line. And she hits two out of three. Nice effort there for Rachel Earhart. Pass up ahead here for Pleasanton. They get it in the hands of Brianne Zimmer. Zimmer will help work it up ahead. Aaron now gives it to Zimmer at the elbow. Who gives it right back to Aaron. And Aaron loses the ball driving in. And they say it was a last touch by her. I think the ball might have been knocked by Earhart off of Aaron's and out of bounds. Corral gets the inbounds. Corral on the baseline. Looks inside. Ball's on the ground. And it goes out of bounds, but last touched by Kara Dowell for Pleasanton. So Wilcox-Hildreth with 17.8 to go before halftime will inbound the basketball. And they're going to get it in top of the key. Here's the three-pointer by Heinrichs. It's no good. Ball is out of bounds on the rebound. And they're going to say it's off white, so it will be Falcon basketball. Now with 13.4. Coach Dave Mrocek calls out the free throw inbounds play. And it worked to perfection. Driving the lane, getting the bounce pass is Cameron Preston, and Preston lays it up and in. 6 seconds left. Pressure being put on. Dowell's got it. She'll get it off ahead here for Nichols, and Nichols walked with it with 1 second to go. That'll be another turnover here on Pleasanton. That'll even up our turnovers at 15 apiece. Checking in is Emily Poole. There is 1 second left on the clock. The Falcons are going to inbound it on the far sideline. Near the top of the key. So they don't have a whole lot of time here. They get it in, and Poole's shot is blocked at the buzzer, and that'll do it for our first half of play. Pleasanton will head to the locker room, leading this one 21-15 over Wilcox-Hildreth, and we'll talk boys basketball. We'll talk with Brent Heinrichs, the head boys basketball coach of Wilcox-Hildreth. We come back right after this timeout.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton High School at halftime in girls basketball. It is the Lady Dogs leading Wilcox-Hildreth by a score of 21-15. Of course, we'll be here for the boys game coming up in just a little bit. And Wilcox-Hildreth comes in with a record of 2-2. They'll be taking on 0-4 Pleasanton. And kind enough to talk to us about it is Brent Heinrichs, the head boys basketball coach for Wilcox-Hildreth. And coach, we're getting to that stage where we're almost done with the section of the schedule before Christmas. And always kind of that one-third, it's always a good time to kind of ask the question, what kind of team do you have? What kind of team do you have?
Well, you're absolutely right, and we're still trying to feel ourselves out a little bit. But, you know, I think we're 2-2 right now, but, I think we're better. We can reach a lot higher. We can get better, and we're starting to push the ball a little better and work with each other. So, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic what we got here. We got to avoid injuries and sickness and whatnot. We're not real deep, but the kids are working hard, and we're making progress.
And you had a couple of impressive wins against Elwood and Sumner, Eddieville, Miller. But then, you know, Shelton's a pretty good basketball team. No knock against you guys losing that one, but then a tight one a week ago against Alma. So you have to look at yourself and go, yeah, we're playing pretty solid ball just for looking at your schedule.
Yeah, the Alma game, we knew that was maybe going to be about a coin flip situation down there, and, you know, they beat us on a three-pointer at the end of overtime, but, you know, I told their kids we really didn't lose that game on that three-pointer. There was several things we could have done differently throughout the game, but that's one of those things, and it's a learning curve, it's growing pain, and we got, you know, if you're a competitor, there's a game tonight at 7:30, and you got to go try to get a win.
What sort of things are you pretty happy with how your team is doing so far?
Yeah, you know, we shoot the ball well. We've got a couple good shooters. We don't have a lot of size, but the guys we've got have been playing with good position. We haven't been getting out-rebounded badly or anything like that, even against, like, Shelton. So, you know, we're starting to transition a little bit. That was, you know, it took some pushing to get them to look at that, but we're starting to do that. So, you know, I'm happy with what we're doing. Our defense is a work in progress. Could still use a little bit more of an upgrade, but we're trying to stress that.
Do you like to go, since you're a little bit undersized, like to maybe extend the court a little bit and play a little full court?
That's what we're trying to do, yeah. We're trying to get out in the open court. We got a couple of quick guys. We get Ivan back. We'll have another one. But, yeah, we're trying to push a little up-tempo basketball to utilize our quickness a little bit.
You mentioned Ivan, and, you know, that's a situation we kind of talked before the girls' game when I asked you to be able to join me here at halftime. Basketball is probably the least of what you really worry about with what Ivan's going through right now. Give us a quick idea of what's going on with him.
Well, Ivan had we played last night, Thursday night, about a week and a half ago against Shelton, and, you know, didn't feel well after the game, was shaking, and we knew something wasn't right. They took him in, and they've run him through a barrage of tests since then. He hasn't been able to play, and they think that he has some sort of heart condition, one of the chambers in his heart. So, you know, they sent some stuff to Omaha, and it's a work in progress. But like you said, Randy, you know, his health is the most important thing, and we want to make sure that he's able to play and healthy and before we run him out there. So, you know, we'll play with what we got, and we certainly love to have Ivan back. He brings a lot of quickness to the table, and we hope that it's something that is manageable and can be worked out, and our hopes and prayers are with that situation.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier, it isn't like a sore ankle where you go tough it up, kid. That's one of those things you just really don't mess with. Talk real quick about Pleasanton tonight. Give us a little sky report on the Bulldogs, who are going to be a little short staffed tonight. Their head coach isn't going to be here in attendance, but talk a little bit about what you're going to face here with the Bulldogs.
Well, you know, Pleasanton always usually seems to find a way to play well, especially here in Pleasanton, and the Axman kid's been playing very well. I think the Weber kid got hurt last night. I don't know if he's going to be available or not, but, you know, it's always a dangerous game in here, and we need to come and play well. They shoot the ball well. They handle the ball well, and they got a big kid inside, Cole Sheen, that's improving every game. So, you know, it's a game, and it's, we've got to be ready to play from start to finish. And if we're not, if we do some things, you know, don't play defense the best, throw the ball around, you know, we could get beat here. It's a dangerous place to play. So, you know, right now this is the most important game in our schedule.
Absolutely. And, again, it's always tough to play up in Pleasanton. Crowd gets into it, and usually there's a pretty good basketball team that you're facing on the other side.
Oh, there absolutely is. I remember when I was at Axtell, we had great games up here against these guys and tough ones. And it's a dangerous place, and I always feel that coming in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Brent, appreciate the time.
Thanks so much.
Brent Heinrichs, head basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth, and, of course, we'll have the boys' game for you coming up here in a little bit. 21-15, Pleasanton with lead in the girls' game, and we'll take a look at those numbers when we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy.
Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Wilcox Hildreth. It didn't take long to total them up after the first quarter. They scored only 2 points in that first quarter, and that was a couple of free throws from Emily Poole. Well, she has 2 points here in the ballgame. Rachel Earhart has 5 points at intermission, 2 points for Riley Jenkins, 4 points off the bench for Alexa Heinrichs, and also 2 points for Cameron Preston for the Falcons. For the Bulldogs, they've got 21 points here at intermission, very balanced. Alyssa Stubbs is leading the way. She's got 7 points in the game, 5 of those coming from the free throw line, 4 points for Mickey Ahrens, 4 points for Taylor Nichols, 2 points for Mariah Zwiener. Madeline Pates has hit the only three-pointer of the game for either team. Taylor Nichols has 4 points in the game. I can't remember if I mentioned Mickey Ahrens with 4 points or not, but she has four. And Mallory Pates with 1 point here at intermission. Pleasanton led after one quarter, 4-2. They lead here at halftime by a score of 21-15 over Wilcox Hildreth. We'll take another break. We'll be back with a third quarter right after this 1 minute timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton High School. Glad you could join us for our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. You can find them in your local phone book, serving Buffalo County. 21-15, Pleasanton with a six-point lead here. And, you know, buckets have been hard to come by for both of these two teams. And Wilcox Hildreth down by six. You know, a lot of times that doesn't sound like a whole lot of points, but they scored only, well, there was only 6 points scored between these two teams total in the first quarter, and there was a lot of free throws shot in that second quarter. There was a lot of fouls called. As it's called tight. I don't know if they're wrong in making those calls. It's just played kind of tight, and we might run out of players at this rate. Pass in the lane. That's a nice pass, and the drive, right-handed layup, no good for Alyssa Stubbs. And snagging the rebound here is Jenkins for Wilcox Hildreth. They work it up ahead here quickly, and Earhart gets things going offensively for Wilcox Hildreth to start the second half as she hits a nice little shot in transition. 21-17. Ahrens makes the bounce pass down low. Backing in here is going to be Madeline Pates. Pates lost the basketball. That'll be another Pleasanton turnover. And bringing it up ahead here is Rachel Earhart. Earhart kicks it up ahead here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs all the way in on the baseline. She has her shot blocked, but there's a foul whistled inside there. And just double-checking everything. Yeah, Wilcox Hildreth going with their starters. That's Poole, Heinrichs, Fouts, Earhart, and Jenkins. And the foul was whistled on Alyssa Stubbs. That is her third. And the free throw is good. For substitution in the second half, Breanne Zimmer is going to come in and going to give Alyssa Stubbs a little bit of a breather here because of the foul situation. That's her third. Free throw is missed, rebounded by Shaylee Fouts. Fouts, though, has her pocket picked. It's stolen away here by Mickey Ahrens. So that'll be a turnover here on Wilcox-Hildreth. And traffic will clear, and Nichols will bring in the offensive zone. Three-point ball game as the pass goes right side for Kara Dowell. Dowell gives it inside, and there's a little walk by Madeline Pates. Dowell and Pates both started the second half here. Also out there, Ahrens and Stubbs started the game. She's out now, replaced by Zimmer. On the bounce here is Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane. Loses the ball. Gets it back out here for Heinrichs. They got to shoot quickly or they'd have a three-second call. The shot by Poole is no good. And a couple of black jerseys there getting the rebound. That's Earhart. Earhart's shot won't fall. And coming up with the rebound here is going to be Zimmer. And Zimmer has the ball knocked out of bounds, but off of Zimmer's shoulder. Pretty good pressure put on by Shaylee Fouts. I think Fouts is the one that created that turnover there. They're going to inbound it for Poole. Poole, 17-foot jumper, and it hits the heel and goes a little high. And Dave Rochek kind of slaps his hands together. Dang it, because that was perfectly executed inbounds play, except for the shot was a little bit too strong by about 2 inches. And so score remains 21-18. Bounce pass right wing. Nichols gives it in the elbow. A little extra pass inside for Zimmer, and Zimmer's heading to the line. Madeline Pates got it at the free throw line on the high post and is able to just kind of dump it down low, and now Zimmer will go to the line and shoot two. And the foul whistled on Riley Jenkins. That is her fourth. Free throw is back of the iron. Nice shooter's touch, though, and it rolls in for Zimmer. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Shaylee Fouts. Fouts snags the bound. She gives up on the right side for Poole, and we're going to have a Poole step on the sideline on that far side. So that'll be a turnover here on Wilcox-Hildreth. And directing traffic here is Mickey Ahrens. And they're going to inbound the basketball for Nichols. Nichols will try the lane, take it off glass, and you can kind of see a hand brazen up against her neck as she was putting up that drive as they reached out. And Nichols will head to line. She's going to shoot two. And that one is going to be on Preston. That's going to be her third. Back the iron. Now bouncing around. Shot no good for Nichols. Jenkins has four. Preston has three. That's the biggest foul trouble here for Wilcox-Hildreth. For Pleasanton, Stubbs and Pates, Mallory Pates, both have three fouls. Off the miss, Shaylee Fouts pulls down the rebound for Wilcox-Hildreth, and dribbling on the far sideline is Poole. Poole being double-teamed, but she handles the basketball pretty well there. Dribbles back around. She's going to get it to the elbow for Cameron Preston. Preston jumper no good, and rebounded and then tied up. It was rebounded by Nichols and then tied up immediately. And alternating possessions will give the Falcons the basketball here. Earhart to inbound it underneath their own hoop. And a shot on the inside. There's a foul. Cameron Preston running the lane. They got the bounce pass into her. And now she'll shoot two. She's got 2 points in the ball game, and she'll try to add to it here. Has the potential of making this a two-point ball game. It's 22-18. With 5:52 to go in the third quarter. The free throw is good for Cameron Preston. So far, Pleasanton only 1 point in the quarter, and Wilcox-Hildreth has been willing away that lead. The free throw is no good, but I think it was last touch by Pleasanton. Nope, check that. It was not last touched by Pleasanton. It was last touched by Wilcox-Hildreth. So Pleasanton will inbound. And Mickey Ahrens, quarterback of the team, telling everybody where to go here. She brings it into the offensive zone. She passes right side for Nichols. Nichols gives it out for your right side for Ahrens. Ahrens on the baseline, and we got a block that's going to be whistled on Caitlin Heinrichs. So that'll be her second. Foul on Heinrichs. Inbounded in the lane. With it here is Zimmer. She'll kick it out. Long jumper, no good. Rebound by Shaylee Fouts. And Founce will give it off here for Poole. Poole across the timeline. Now has the top of the key. Still has her dribble. And she's just going to flip it out here for Founce. Founce picked up defensively by Pates. Madeline Pates will reach in, and I think Madeline Pates whistled for a foul. Yep. And so she picks up the foul. And much like we ran into in the first half, we might be shooting free throws by the end of this quarter. Checking in here is Mariah Zwiener. Might find out how deep both these benches are. We might foul out a number of girls in this game. Inbounded for Preston. Preston at the free throw line has the shot blocked by Zwiener. A loose ball picked up by the Bulldogs. Coming up with the loose ball is Kara Dowell. Dowell brings in the offensive zone. Entry pass, and we're going to have a reach whistled on the Falcons. That's a reach on Cameron Preston. That's going to be four on her. Checking in here for Wilcox Hildreth is Alexa Heinrichs. Heinrichs will come in. Cameron Preston will come out with those four personal fouls. And the Dogs will inbound underneath their own basket. Dowell tosses it in, and she walked with it. Now, they tried to get it inside. As coming up with the ball was Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens was trying to step and make a nice little bounce pass. The Falcon stepped in the passing lane, and she ate the basketball and drug her pivot foot. Because it was going to be stolen if she doesn't. She just tried to hold on to it and just couldn't. Founce brings it across the timeline. Long pass up ahead, and Earhart can't come up with it. But last touch by the Bulldogs. Great hustle on that far side. Rachel Earhart saved it by throwing it off of the leg of Kara Dowell. So the Falcons, they inbound. They inbound the basketball here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs drives the lane, and we've got a foul. So Wilcox Hildreth making a nice play to keep the ball alive, and now Heinrichs is able to benefit. Nice aggressive drive to the hoop, and the foul whistle on Ahrens is her third, and Heinrichs hits the free throw. It's 22-20 now with 4:46 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw rolls around, no good, and up high for the rebound is Madeline Pates. And Pates will give it off here for Mickey Ahrens. And Ahrens, again, directing traffic. She'll drive on that right side. She's picked up defensively, and we're going to have a little block whistled on Rachel Earhart. That's going to be her third. And so Dowell to inbound here. Law pass for Nichols between the circles. Now directing traffic again is going to be Earhart. She gives off left side Zwiener for three. It's no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And the foul is going to be a push on Taylor Nichols. And for Nichols, that is going to be her fourth personal foul. She'll come out. And Mallory Pates with three fouls will come back in. Inbound here is Rachel Earhart. Earhart gives it on that far side, dribbling his Poole. Poole all the way down the baseline. Gets it back in the elbow, and we're going to have another foul. This one whistled on Kara Dowell. So shooting two here is going to be Rachel Earhart. And the free throw is up and good. And Wilcox Hildreth has never led in the game, and it's been a long time since it was tied. The free throw here is up and good, and we are tied at 22. Early in the second quarter, we were tied at 4. Those are the only occasions in which we've had a tie ball game, except obviously at 0-0. Bad pass, stolen away. Poole's got it. Poole is knocked down and might even be hurt, tripping, just kind of incidental contact apparently. Kara Dowell got her legs caught up with Emily Poole. Both of them went down. The ball goes out of bounds, and that'll be a Wilcox Hildreth turnover as the Dogs will inbound it. And when the contact takes place below the knees, it's kind of hard to call a foul, apparently. Dowell on the dribble. She's being harassed there by Poole. Good pressure by Poole. Dowell uses up her dribble, and Poole is right in her grill, and then the push. pool was there, and she just kept stepping into her, and she hadn't have done that, she wouldn't have been called for the foul, because she was in great position. And just kind of that little bump, and the official explains it to Dave Maracek. That is the first foul of the game here on Emily Poole. Both teams with six team fouls, so we're at the bonus here in the third quarter with 3:40 to go. On the dribble is Pates. Pates will flip it back out here for Aarons. Aarons lobs it in the lane here for Zwiener. Zwiener lost the ball, and that'll be a turnover. Caitlin Heinrichs will bring in the offensive zone here for Wilcox Hildreth as the Bulldogs dropping into a little bit of a zone here. They get it to the elbow for Earhart. Earhart's pass is going to be intercepted by Mariah Zwiener. So here come the Dogs. See what they can do with it. They get it off for Pates. Top of the circle, entered in. Now penetrating here is Mallory Pates. She has her shot blocked. Nice defensive play there by Rachel Earhart. Not only getting the block, but also getting the rebound and not committing a foul. Poole in the offensive zone, all the way down the baseline. They cleared things for her, and the bounce pass is stolen away, but running out of room there is Kara Dow. She saw what was developing there, read it brilliantly, made the interception, but her momentum took her down to the baseline, and it went out of bounds. Earhart inbounds it, gets it to Heinrichs, and Heinrichs is fouled as she puts up the shot. So Heinrichs is going to head to the line. That was a shooting foul. Again, one of those when the ball is in the air and they do that hard box out before she landed. And by the way, that the foul was on Dow. That's her second. So Heinrichs misses the first of two, and she'll have one more shot at it here. Her free throw is good. And Wilcox Hildreth has something they haven't had all night, a lead. They lead it 23-22 with 2:52 to go here in quarter number three. Dowell's going to inbound it here for Mickey Aarons. And Pleasanton scored only 1 point here in the quarter. Bad pass that's dropped and then intercepted by Fouts. Fouts is going to drive in, and Fouts is fouled. Pass went to Madeline Pates, and Pates just didn't handle the ball. It went off of her hands, hit her chest, and then it was picked up by Fouts, and Fouts goes in for a layup, and she was fouled by Aarons. That's going to be her fourth. And the free throw was up and good. Second free throw on the way, and good. So Wilcox Hildreth, their largest lead of the game. They lead it 25-22. On the bounce here, Mallory Pates. Pates picked up there by Corral. Charlene Corral with great pressure. 5 second count, awfully close anyway. Now they get it out to Addie Hand. And Hand's pass on the inside is off the mark, and it's another turnover. On the dribble here is Heinrichs. Heinrichs, 15-foot jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Corral. She can't corral it, and it's pulled out of there by Kara Dowell. Dowell, maybe with a little bit of an elbow. Nope, they're going to call a foul on Wilcox Hildreth. And Fouts is saying, I got elbowed. And she might be right. In any event, Shaylee Fouts is going to be whistled for the foul. And so we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we're going to shoot free throws. And this will be Kara Dowell at the line for a 1-and-1. The free throw is up and good. Nice shooter's touch there for Dowell. Hit that back heel, and a lot of times that has a real strong clank on it. Now she had enough shooter's touch. She kept it right there on that back heel, and it just dropped right in. Second free throw on the way. Bounces around. No good. Rebound by Fouts. Her fourth rebound of the quarter, and Fouts will give it off to Poole. Poole dribbles down to the baseline, gives it back out for Fouts. Bounce is going to skip it over here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs' long jumper, no good. Corral with the rebound, and Corral is fouled. Charlene Corral with the offensive rebound. Now she's going to shoot two. And the foul whistled on Kara Dowell. That is going to be her third personal foul. I'd give you all the foul trouble, but I don't know if I have enough time here for these two teams. Corral, her free throw is up and good. First point of the game here for Charlene Corral. .153 to go here, third quarter. 26-23, Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Madeline Pates. And Pates will give it to Mallory Pates. And Mallory's on the dribble, picked up by Corral. And still dribbling with it is Pates off of a couple of screens. And she loses the ball, but it was knocked out of her hands by Alex Wojciechowski. And so to inbound it is going to be Pates. Pates will get it in for Maddie Pates. Her jumper, no good. Rebounded by Fouts for Wilcox Hildreth. Fouts gets it up here to Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski is bumped by Dowell, and Dowell has knocked it out of her hands off of the Falcons. And so a nice little play there by Kara Dowell to force the Wilcox Hildreth turnover. So Pates will bring in the offensive zone for the Bulldogs, and they lose track of her, and on the drive, we're going to call a foul at the free throw line, and turns out that probably wasn't a bad foul. And the foul is going to be on Charlene Corral. That's going to be her third. And by the way, on the drive there, Pates went all the way in, took it off glass, and scored, so she's going to try to get those points back here with the front end of a 1-1. That one is short. It's a live ball. They kind of lost sight of that, and it's rebounded by Alexa Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives it to Poole. Poole gives it off on the left side. Wojciechowski is going to fire a long three, and she is fouled. And they're going to say she had her foot on the line. So Pates is whistled for her fourth personal foul. Pates has four. Aarons has four. Taylor Nichols has four. Zwiener with three. Stubbs with three. Dowell with three. All for Pleasanton. The free throw is up and good for Alex Wojciechowski. I'll get her one more shot coming up here. Jenkins has four. Preston has four. Corral has three. Earhart has three. That's the foul trouble for Wilcox Hildreth with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Free throw up and good. So Alex Wojciechowski hits a couple of free throws. It's a five-point Wilcox Hildreth lead, 28-23. In the lane, lob pass. Sweener is going to drive, and Sweener lays it up and in. Mariah Sweener hitting the shot. So Poole brings in the offensive zone. 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter. On the dribble is Poole. Poole off of the screen, takes all the way down the baseline, and she lost the basketball. That'll be another turnover on Wilcox Hildreth. Unofficially, have both teams with 21 turnovers. Brianne Zimmer going to come in. And Callie Hunter out there for a moment. She's comes out. Addie Hand in the offensive zone. Passes it left side for Pates. Pates gets it in the lane here for Zwiener. Zwiener out for Brianne Zimmer. Zimmer picked up by Corral. And they get it off here on the left side for Pates. Pates on the dribble. Gives it to Dowell. Dowell lobs it in the lane. Nice catch for Zwiener. Zwiener's going to lay it up and in. They just lobbed it down low. They cleared everything out and just threw it in to the tallest girl on the court, and that was Mariah Zwiener. And Zwiener met a nice little catch. Long pass on the left side. Heinrichs fires a long deuce. It's no good. Corral pulls it down. Gives it back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs will drive. Reverse layup is no good. And rebounded by Zwiener. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Wilcox Hildreth now will head to the fourth quarter with the lead. They lead at 28-27. As we'll start the fourth quarter, we come back right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic Station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Phil's Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton High School. A good one brewing here in girls basketball. 2-2 Wilcox Hildreth, 1-3 Pleasanton, and we've got a one-point ball game as we're getting set to start the fourth quarter. Pleasanton has possession of the basketball, and they're going to lob it in to Madeline Pates. So Pates has it. She's going to get it in the lane for Zwiener. Zwiener kicks it back out for Kara Dowell. Dowell long jumper, no good. A couple of black jerseys there for the rebound, and it's pulled out of there by Riley Jenkins. And Jenkins with those four personal fouls will get it out for Caitlin Heinrichs. Heinrichs will fire a long deuce, and she hits it. Just in transition. They didn't really pressure the ball very much, and Heinrichs right at the top of the key hits that shot just inside the three-point arc. Zimmer has it right now. Breanne Zimmer will work it back around here for Kara Dowell. Back inside. A little hook by Zwiener. It's no good. Another rebound by Jenkins. Jenkins will get it up ahead here for Caitlin Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the bounce. Gives it off on the right side. Another long deuce. No good. And the rebound taken out by Caitlin Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will score. So a nice little run here for Wilcox Hildreth. They push the lead out to five and a long pass through the hands of Zwiener. It'll be another turnover. Here comes Wilcox Hildreth. On the bounce is Caitlin Heinrichs. Heinrichs steps up again in transition. Shot no good. Dowell with the rebound. She's going to let traffic clear in Pleasanton. Now we'll try to cut into a five-point deficit, but the pass is going to be deflected by Riley Jenkins, and Jenkins whistled for the foul, and that is going to be her fifth personal foul. And Jenkins already walking over. She is fouled out of the ball game with 6:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. And that is going to be the ninth team foul whistled on Wilcox Hildreth. So coming in here is going to be Cameron Preston. And Preston with four fouls will go out there. And this will be the final 1-1 for either team here for the night. Both teams now in the double bonus after this free throw. The free throw was up and good. Zwiener hits it. She's got 7 points in the game. And it's 32-28. Wilcox Hildreth with a four-point lead. Bulldogs cutting into it here, at least trying to from the free throw line. And the second free throw good by Zwiener. And the Dogs are going to pick up the defense at a half court. 32-29. Pass on the right wing. With it is Preston. Preston kicks it right back out here for Fouts. Fouts jumper, no good. And coming up with a rebound is Dowell for Pleasanton. And Dowell trying to make a long pass. Couldn't quite get her hands on it, and she ends up turning it over. Both coaches now are already with 6.5 minutes to go, making kind of some offensive defensive substitutions, trying to protect some of the players with foul trouble. Quickly, here's Caitlin Heinrichs in transition. Her jumper's no good. Rebound taken back out. Heinrichs now is going to penetrate, and she's fouled as she takes it back in. So she's going to shoot two here. I think the rebound was taken out of there by Earhart earlier. She dished it back out, and then the penetration here by Heinrichs. The foul on Mariah Zwiener, that is her fourth. And the free throw is a little bit short here for Caitlin Heinrichs. Heinrichs has 7 points in the game, all of them coming here in the second half. Free throw up, no good. And rebound by Pates. That's Mallory Pates, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. Bounce pass on the right wing here for Nichols. Nichols going to lob it for Zwiener. Zwiener lost the basketball. Stolen out of there by Fouts. Fouts passes it up ahead. Ball knocked loose. And last touch by the Bulldogs. Good hustle there by Madeline Pates. But she was the last to touch it, and it goes out of bounds. Inbounded here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs' long jumper. It's an air ball and saved by Poole. Poole throws it in the lane. Loose ball picked up by Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will score. 5-point lead with 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. 34-29 and a walk on that far side by Pleasanton. 34-29, Wilcox Hildreth with a 5-point lead and the basketball. Aaron's checking in for Pleasanton. Heinrichs coming in here for Wilcox Hildreth. Rachel Earhart will toss in the basketball here for Caitlin Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the dribble, Heinrichs in the lane. Bounce pass, left wing, Poole, jumper, a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Zwiener. And Zwiener helps pass it out ahead. Heinrichs comes up with it. It's a steal. And so Heinrichs works it up ahead. Ball loose. And finally, out of bounds. And they give him a timeout with the ball, I thought, still loose. And Brenda Pates comes up and says, how can you call timeout with a loose ball? In any event, they're going to give Wilcox Hildreth a timeout here with 5:21 to go in the fourth quarter. A 5-point lead for the Falcons. They'll inbound when we come back after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Well, let's give you a little bit of a game reset. Both these two teams are in the double bonus. Wilcox Hildreth still has a lot of timeouts left. They still have 4 timeouts left, according to my records anyway. Pleasanton still has a couple of timeouts to go. Possession arrow is pointing to Wilcox Hildreth, and they've got the basketball with a 34-29 lead with 5:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. On that far side, Rachel Earhart to inbound it here for the Falcons, and they toss it in here for Cameron Preston. Preston back out to Earhart. Here comes the jumper by Rachel Earhart. It's in and out, no good. Ball's on the ground, and it'll be a held ball. And the possession arrow, as I mentioned, pointing to Wilcox Hildreth. So they're going to inbound, and they'll have it underneath their own basket here. Earhart's going to toss it in. Slaps the ball, gets everybody moving. They'll kick it off on the left side for Heinrichs. Her long jumper is no good. White jersey's there for the rebound, and coming out there with it is Mallory Pates. Pates, long pass up ahead, and Stubbs makes the catch, and Stubbs is fouled. And so Stubbs will go to the line. She's going to shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Alexa Heinrichs, and that's just her first. That's a rarity, a player out there with only one foul. Free throw is up and good. Second free throw, no good, and rebounded by the Falcons. Up high for the rebound is Rachel Earhart. And Earhart's got 4 rebounds here in the second half. Earhart brings in the offensive zone all the way down the baseline. A little floater, bounce around, no good. Offensive rebound, shot off glass. It'll be good for Cameron Preston. That's a big offensive rebound and a bucket for Preston. That pushes lead out to 6, the largest of the game here for Wilcox Hildreth. Aaron's in trouble, and they'll get it top of the key here for Stubbs. Stubbs on that left side, bounce pass on the inside, stolen away by Earhart. Earhart with another nice defensive play, and now Wilcox Hildreth will let traffic clear. Emily Poole brings in the offensive zone, kicks on the left side here for Earhart. Earhart enters it in. Making the catch there is Cameron Preston. Preston in the lane, puts up a shot off the mark, and coming out of there with it are the Bulldogs. On the run here is going to be Nichols. Nichols lays it up. Shot won't fall, and the rebound taken out of there by the Falcons. And Preston with another rebound. And she was held, and so we'll walk to the other end of the court. Both teams with 10 fouls, so every foul from this point on, except for offensive fouls, will result in 2 shots. So Preston, who's got 5 points in the game, one out of two from the line, will have two shots coming up here. The foul on Stubbs, by the way, was her fourth. And the free throw is no good. So far, Riley Jenkins, the only player that's fouled out of the game, and I say so far because I think we'll get at least two or three more with 4:04 to go here. We got about four players with four fouls. The free throw is up and good for Preston. Now make it now 37-30. Exactly 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Aaron's on the bounce. Gives it off on the right side for Stubbs. Stubbs enters it inside, dribbling up his Zwiener. Zwiener lobs it over. Shot no good. And then we got a foul. The offensive rebound pulled down by Nichols after the miss, and then she was hit, so she's going to head to line and shoot two. And the foul was on Poole. That is her second. And the free throw is no good. So Taylor Nichols, who's missed a fair amount of playing time with foul trouble, misses the free throw. And her second one here rolls around. It is no good, and it's knocked out of bounds. And I still haven't seen an indication of what direction they're going to go. They verbalize to the girls, and now we find out that Wilcox Hildreth is going to inbound the basketball. Heinrichs will bring in the offensive zone, and she's going to lob it on the right side for Earhart. Earhart dribbles down to the baseline. She's used up her dribble, so she'll pass it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the baseline. Ball fake, looking to bounce past it, and does. She gets it in for Alexa Heinrichs. Her shot's no good, and up high for the rebound is Taylor Nichols, and Nichols will give the basketball out here for Aarons, and here comes Pleasanton. Down by seven, Pleasanton will pass it on the left side. Here's Stubbs. She'll drive, and Stubbs now will go to line. She was fouled. So Stubbs will shoot a couple of free throws, but first we have to find a replacement for Cameron Preston because that was her fifth personal foul. So Preston has fouled out of the game with 3:18 to go. So she finishes with 6 points on the night. A couple of free throws coming up here, and the first one's in and out, no good for Alyssa Stubbs. Score remains Wilcox Hildreth 37, Pleasanton 30. 2nd free throw, in and out, no good. Snagging the bound, Rachel Earhart. And they'll get the ball up ahead. Earhart still has the dribble here. They'll get it off on the left wing for Alexa Heinrichs. Back out here for Fouts. Fouts will step up, and she'll hit a long deuce. She was open for a three, but what she decided to do was take a couple of steps up, take a nice little in-rhythm shot for two, and she hits the shot. 39-30, 2:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout Pleasanton. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Well, timeout Pleasanton. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and in a high school concession stand near you. Again, both teams in the double bonus. Already a couple of Falcons have fouled out. Riley Jenkins and now Cameron Preston. Again, for Pleasanton, they've got Mallory Pates with four. Mickey Aarons with four, Alyssa Stubbs with four, Taylor Nichols with four, Mariah Zwiener with four. If you're following along, that's all five starters for Pleasanton, one foul away from being out of this ballgame with 2:59 to go. The inbound the basketball into the hands here of Alyssa Stubbs. Stubbs will give it to Zwiener. Zwiener in the lane, lost it, and I think last touch down. It's going to go off the hands of Taylor Nichols as the ball was just kind of bouncing around out there. And now Madeline Pates will come in for Zwiener. As again, now it's a defensive set, so they don't want to turn. They don't want to have her foul out of the ball game. Alexa Heinrichs gets the inbounds. Heinrichs will get it off for Earhart. Earhart's going to drive, take it off glass, and Rachel Earhart scores. She's got 11 in the ball game, and it's an 11-point Wilcox Hildreth lead at 41-30. Pass on the left side for Stubbs. Stubbs and the Bulldogs need a bucket here. They back in. Ball's loose, and coming up with a loose ball is going to be Shaylee Fouts. And Fouts works it up ahead, and a long pass off the fingertips of a teammate, and Wilcox Hildreth turns the ball back over. So 2:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 41-30. Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. Pleasanton with the basketball here. And they'll get it off left side here for Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens for Zwiener in the lane. Zwiener falls down, but she dishes it back out. And a jumper by Taylor Nichols is good. Falcons inbound. Get it to Poole. Poole dribbles through a little bit of pressure. And she'll break the timeline here with 2 minutes to go. Right wing, Heinrichs. Heinrichs on that far sideline, lobbing on the inside. And it's a little bit too strong. And Maya Zwiener comes up with a loose ball. Long pass up ahead, running the floor is Nichols. Nichols is going to lay it up and in. Long pass up ahead, and that cuts the lead down to 7. Minute 44 to go. With it is number 44, Alexa Heinrichs. And Heinrichs is going to give it back out here for Emily Poole. And Dave Maracek talking to the official as he comes by and directing traffic for his girls. And he's going to get a timeout. On that far sideline, Emily Poole is in a little bit of trouble, so he calls a timeout. A 30-second timeout with a minute 28 to go here in the fourth quarter. 41-34. Wilcox Hildreth with the lead and the ball when we come back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back here in Pleasanton as a little bit of trouble there for Wilcox Hildreth. So head coach Dave Maracek getting the timeout. And he still has three timeouts left, according to my records, that he can still use here in the next minute and 28 seconds. And Brenda Pates has fewer chess pieces that she can move because Pleasanton only has one timeout left. Earhart's going to inbound it. Open is Fouts. Fouts gets it and has her shot blocked out of bounds by Madeline Pates. So Pates with the block, and now checking in is going to be Mariah Zwiener. Zwiener going to come in here for Stubbs. And Madeline Pates also going to come out. Actually, Zwiener will come in for Pates, essentially. Tossing it in here is going to be Earhart. Earhart's pass stolen away. Stolen away by Nichols. Nichols passes it up ahead, but there was a walk there. Nichols was on the dribble, and as she was dribbling, she was looking to pass it up, and then Caitlin Heinrichs knocked the ball and stuck it to the hip of Nichols. And so Nichols took an extra step with it, and she traveled because of a nice defensive play by Wilcox Hildreth. So we just swapped turnovers here, and the Falcons have the basketball. They inbound it to Fouts. Fouts in the offensive zone. Fouts on the dribble. And they're just going to play a little keep away here. Caitlin Heinrichs, she's got it. And she'll take it, and it's knocked out of bounds by Mickey Ahrens. Minute 9 to go. 41-34. Wilcox Hildreth with a 7-point lead and the basketball. And they're going to toss it in here for Earhart. Earhart will give it for Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the bounce. 5-second count going on. Now it's off. And the ball's knocked loose. And it's going to be over and back. Caitlin Heinrichs, when she touched the ball, was still in the front court. And she dribbled it on the sideline. The officials are talking with Dave Maracek. The ball was tipped. But I think when the Wilcox Hildreth player touched the ball, it hadn't gone to half court yet. And so when she dribbled it, it ended up on the baseline, and that'll be a turnover on Wilcox Hildreth. The Wilcox Hildreth fans are upset, but I think the officials got that one right. Inbounded here for Pates. Pates double-teamed, and she's able to get it out for Ahrens. Ahrens gets it left side, driving in underneath are the Bulldogs, and Nichols will head to the line and shoot two. And it's going to be a push on Shaylee Fouts. That's going to be her third. And two free throws coming up here for Taylor Nichols. And Nichols at the line to shoot two. This one's back the iron and no good. She is 0 for 7 from the line in the ballgame so far, according to my records. And checking in just in time is Charlene Corral. So Corral will come in for Fouts here. Yeah, I think if you're Wilcox Hildreth, you probably want to put a bunch of ball handlers and free throw shooters out there because that's what Pleasanton is going to have to do here. Nichols' free throw is good. And they'll inbound the basketball into the hands of Alex Bocheski. Bocheski in trouble down there. And Aaron's, is it a foul? It's a held ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Pleasanton. So we make wholesale substitutions. Pates checks back out there. So does Nichols. And inbound the basketball here is Aaron's. Aaron's to inbound it here. 6-point ball game with 48 seconds to go. Inbounded. They get it in the hands of Stubbs. Stubbs kicks it out. Here's Aaron's for three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the dribble, and she's going to be fouled by Mickey Aaron's. And it's going to be the fifth foul on Mickey Aaron's with 38.2 to go. And she untucks her shirt. And we'll head to the bench. And Caitlin Heinrichs will go line. She's going to shoot a couple of free throws here. 41-35, a 6-point lead right now for Wilcox Hildreth. And a couple of opportunities for Heinrichs to make this a 3-possession game. The first free throw is no good. One more free throw coming up here for Heinrichs. And it is on the way and good. Madeline Pates inbounds the basketball here for Mallory. Mallory's got it. And we've got a screen, and running through the screen was Earhart, but no foul called. Ball picked up here by Addie Hand, and we got a timeout. Brendan Pates calls the timeout here with 26.7 to go, 42-35, a 7-point lead for Wilcox Hildreth. Pleasanton will inbound when we come back right after this timeout.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, the possession arrow is pointing toward Pleasanton. The scoreboard pointing to Wilcox Hildreth. They lead at 42-35 with 26.7 seconds to go. Pleasanton has used their last timeout, and so they won't be able to stop the clock here. But they need a bucket here. They absolutely must score on this possession. And inbounding it is going to be Pates. Pates will toss it in for Alyssa Stubbs. And Stubbs will try to enter it in. It's on the ground and picked up by Caitlin Heinrichs. And Heinrichs lost the ball. And so it is not going to be a Pleasanton turnover. It's going to be Bulldog basketball underneath their own hoop. And tossing it in here is going to be Pates. Pates will get it in for Addie Hand. Hand back in for Pates. Pates, well, one-handed shot, no good. And the rebound by Alexa Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will get it up ahead here for Fouts. Fouts gives it for Poole, and Poole is fouled. That'll be on Addie Hand. 8.6 to go. So it would appear Wilcox Hildreth is going to improve now to 3-2 on the season, and Pleasanton will drop to 1-4. At the line is Emily Poole. And her free throw here is good. 43-35 with 8.6 seconds to go. Remember, Pleasanton cannot stop the clock. Free throw is up and good. So Poole hits a couple of nice free throws here. Makes that a nine-point ball game. With the basketball here is Pates. Pates with 3 seconds left has it in the lane. Pates will shoot off glass. No good at the buzzer. And that is your final score. Wilcox-Hildreth with a 44-35 win over Pleasanton. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Nisko Sports Postgame Report. We'll start putting the numbers together. When we come back right after this timeout.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown car. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. Found the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Wilcox-Hildreth, who trailed the entire first half and trailed at intermission 21-15, finally got their lead about midway through that third quarter, and once they got the lead, they did not relinquish it as they come up with a nice win on the road here. They win it 44-35 over Pleasanton. And, again, 29 points in the second half, and you really didn't see that coming. That first quarter, they scored only 2 points in the first quarter, and they win this one 44-35, holding Pleasanton only 14 points in the entire second half as they really stepped up the defense and got things going offensively as well. Let's check the numbers here. First of all, for Wilcox-Hildreth, who improved now to 3-2 on the season. They had a couple players in double figures. Rachel Earhart led the way. She was she scored 11 points. She was 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Caitlin Heinrichs, also with 10 points in the game. She was 4 of 10 from the free throw line. 4 points for Emily Poole. 4 points for Shaylee Fouts. 2 points off the bench by Alex Wojcicki. She was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Riley Jenkins found out with 6:43 to go in the fourth. She finished with 2 points. Cameron Preston off the bench. She finished with 6 points. 4 points off the bench for Alexa Heinrichs and 1 point for Charlene Corral. As a team, I had Wilcox-Hildreth 20 of 36 from the free throw line here in the ball game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers for Pleasanton right after this timeout.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Santa wears Husqvarna, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods Downtown Con. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Welcome back here to Pleasanton. Again, final of our girls' game. It was Wilcox-Hildreth with a 44-35 win. Here's the numbers for Pleasanton, as they did not have a player in double figures, but very balanced scoring. Taylor Nichols finished with 9 points in the ball game. Mariah Zwiener with 8. Also 8 for Alyssa Stubbs. 4 points for Mickey Ahrens. 1 point for Mallory Pates. 1 for Kara Dowell. 1 point for Breanne Zimmer. And Madeline Pates hit a three-pointer, the only three-pointer of the game for either team. And so she finishes with 3 points. Unofficially, Pleasanton, 14 of 36 from the free-throw line compared to 20 of 36 for Wilcox-Hildreth. And that's a big part of the ball game. You give 6 more points to Pleasanton or take 6 away from Wilcox-Hildreth, the difference in made free throws. And you would have had a real tight ball game. But as it stands, Wilcox-Hildreth wins this one by a final of 44-35. Next up, of course, we'll turn our attention to the boys' game, as Wilcox-Hildreth will take on Pleasanton here in about 17 minutes or so. We're going to send it back to the studio for a little while. And when we come back in about 10, 12 minutes or so, we'll have coverage of Wilcox-Hildreth and Pleasanton in boys' basketball. The Bulldogs looking for their first win of the season. Wilcox-Hildreth trying to bounce back from a tough overtime loss to Alma, where they lost by 1 point a week ago yesterday. This is their first action in over a week, as Wilcox-Hildreth, at 2-2 on the season, will try to rebound a little bit and pick up the win here on the road. Always a tough place to play here in Pleasanton, in spite of the fact that the Bulldogs are 0-4. So once again, our final in girls basketball, Wilcox-Hildreth with a 44-35 win on the road here in Pleasanton. We'll send it back to the studios. We'll have coverage of the boys' game in about 10 minutes or so, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has